You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beautiful Monday in a Motor City. Good to have everybody with us. We got a loaded show for you, a little punch and counterpunch, Pistons edition, some U.S. Open discussion, and yes, I'll offer you a reason why, no, I'm not upset that the Tigers weren't involved with Rafael Devers, but we have a lot to do. Rico, what's going on?
Falling for that rake. Go ahead.
No. I know. I was going to say don't care and hit with a chair. You're right. All right, let's do this. So let's start with the U.S. Open. We'll get to the Pistons at three because I do think notice has been served in the East. But U.S. Open,
yeah.
I just have a question. I don't golf. I don't golf because I would look like Rory McIlroy, except I wouldn't have caught the club and it probably would have hit me in the nuts on the rebound. I would have been cursing. The U.S. Open looked like, and always looks like, no fun. The U.S. Open is intentionally difficult. The greens are like dance floors. The rough is like a jungle. I mean, there was quicksand on the course. What was that with Sam Burns? Look.
The one that got me was just like earlier in the week, the guys in a row with the lawnmower, the manual
lawnmowers.
Like, why don't they just, Evan's like, they can't do regular lawnmowers. They have to do the push lawnmowers.
That's a golf thing.
That's
a nose in the air thing.
I know.
But here's my question for all of you, and hopefully a lot of the dads out there, maybe you got a round of golfing this weekend. Do you like seeing your pros look like Jeff Rieger? That's basically like I watch this, the U.S. Open, and I imagine, look, Rieger would shoot 200 on that course. I'm saying the pros not being able to break even, not being able to look like they're good at what they do, even though the only reason they're around even or a shot or two over is because they're the best in the world. Do you like seeing your pros look like schmoes?
No.
You don't?
I don't. Regardless of the sport, Mike, it's think of the basketball game where all of a sudden neither team can hit a shot or no one can make a free throw. And you're looking at first team to 80 will win the game. That's a bad game. So, no, there are certain levels that you just expect these golfers to be so elite. And yeah, when it's humbling, and I guess that course is a humbling course. It's supposed to make you look bad, and it did its job because, to me, aside from the 64-foot putt, other than that, it was just like you want to see greatness because these are the best golfers in the world. So you want to see some things like, wow, okay, average person can't do this, not, you know, Jeff Rieger out there. Hey, buddy.
Well, that's what I want to know. Look, 248-539-9797. Look, we've had similar complaints, like here at DGC with the Rocket Classic. It's too easy. Guys are shooting 24 under. There's really not a lot of drama to that.
No challenge.
Everything's a bogey. I mean, everything's a birdie. This course, I don't know how you play it. I mean, I don't know how you play well on this, whether you read about it or whether you watched it. I mean, they manipulate the course to where, oh, yeah, you can hit it into the fairway. One problem. The ball's got a remote control for the jungle. You can put it on the green. Doesn't matter. It's going to roll off a cliff. That's before you get into the weather issues. I would like to know.
I mean, it just looks like a course that I guess you just want to, it sounds bad. You just want to play it safe. You just want to not do too much and just leave yourself the best chance and hope that everybody around you falls off a cliff.
How often, you know, this would be a question for the golfers, is how often do you play a course you know you're not good enough to play, but you play it anyways? See, I don't understand. I understand, well, it's a challenge.
I was about to say, it's the challenge factor.
A challenge is playing one-on-one against somebody who's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a challenge if you take on Scottie Scheffler. That's not a challenge. It's a mercy killing. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking.
But the course is the person. The course is the challenge. I conquered this course.
You know, you know, no one's conquering that.
I know. But so you want to be that person that does it. And like, I broke even.
But David, you have a different opinion. See, Rico doesn't like seeing the pros humanized. You do. You feel like that makes it relatable somehow?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I'm a person that does not play golf. And I wonder sometimes, should I get started? And then I watch the U.S. Open and it makes me feel, I should get started. Because I can do just what they're doing right there. We had Sam Burns yesterday who hit it in the rough, then hit it in the sand, then hit it back in the rough, couldn't get out. It was just bad, and he was so frustrated. I was like, I can do that. That makes me feel good. As someone that doesn't golf, I can do what he does. But in reality, you guys are right. They're there because they're professionals. That's why they're at even steal. That's why they're at plus one steal, because they're professionals. It just makes me feel good.
I get the understanding that it makes you feel good. It makes you feel relatable. But, David, it's just when you hit a certain level, I expect the best, and I want to see the best. I want to see things that the average person can't do. It's easy to see the things that people can do. That's, you know, a step down. That's, you know, minor league baseball. That's college hoops. That's, you know, high school football type of thing. I want to see something that you're like, wow. Wow, that is it inspires you to try to be at that level and hope that one day you can be that.
Why would I want to see someone do a reverse dunk? And I'm unathletic. I can't do that. I want to see something that I can possibly do.
Then watch the
WNBA.
That's
what I can do with the U.S.
Open.
That's
why you like the WNBA.
Stop it.
248-539-9797. I want to hear about the U.S. Open a little bit. We'll get to the Pistons at 3. Do you appreciate what you watched? Where you go, look, these are the best in the world, and they're brought to their knees. Or is it the equivalent of a 3-0 football game in a monsoon? This is just not good. This is bad.
That Steelers-Lions game, where it was just like raining so bad. I think it ended up in a tie. Like, this was a waste of time.
That. So, yeah, David, early returns on the ticket text, if you would. And again, I'm fine with both sides of this. I don't think you're a ding-dong if you liked watching them duff it around the course because it made you feel like you. The difference would be you would have shot a 200. I mean, if you'd like for Rieger to think he could go out there and only be 30 over, he's on crack. He would have been 100 over.
I know, but the story. No, seriously, I would have. It, you know, all I would have needed. Okay,
crack.
Rico, the pros never struggle besides the U.S. Open. So I love seeing them struggle. It makes me feel good shooting in the 90s all the time. That is Ryan at work. It's only one time a year that the pro golfers face a course like that, which makes the U.S. Open unique. I enjoy watching it every June. Watching pros finish a round, even par once in a while, is completely fine. Seeing every winner finish 20 under par every time gets boring.
Though that's the argument about the Rocket. There's really no drama. Everybody is just rifling that course. They're killing it. It's right. Too easy.
You sign up and you automatically 10 over or 10 under. There you go.
Yes, it's fun to see them struggle sometimes. It's a hard course for a reason. Love it every June. Good, high quality golf is super boring. Bad golf, like we saw this weekend, is unbearable to watch, though. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
So that's just somebody that just wasn't happy.
Sounds like it. Didn't have a great Father's Day. Wouldn't like watching every tournament be extremely difficult, but I do love the U.S. Open having these tournaments where players look like they want to quit playing midway through the round. It's refreshing.
The refreshing part is it's a reminder of why I refuse to take up the sport. That does not look like fun. I understand. Day like today. Oh, if you have a Monday off today and you're golfing, I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time unless you're playing. That is, if you're out there playing terrible, I don't know how you have fun. I'm just not wired that way. But man, whether it's Rory. Now see, the Rory thing, he actually made it look cool. Where he threw the club at the bag, but it bounced back at him and like some John Wick, he catches the club. Yeah, I would have caught the club with my chandelier. I would have been on the ground, Nick Lidstrom, ruptured nut. Like that, he caught it and I'm like, no. Huh? You or I? Dead.
Which tells me that it's probably wasn't the first time he's done that before, or he was just very lucky.
I don't know how you play golf at a competitive level and have never done that. I'm not telling you it's the best idea. I'm not telling you it should be every time you play. But if you've never had that type of emotional response, I don't know, man. I question the competitive spirit, honestly. I used to love Tiger Woods when he did curse.
Oh.
Remember when they had to start moving the boom mics or tell them to settle down? No, I like that. That's great. Means you care.
You would.
I love that.
You would.
I love it in NBA games when the boom mic picks up some of the nasty bits. That's great. It tells me you care. 248-539-9797. So we'll get it started. We'll get to the phones. U.S. Open. Did you enjoy seeing the pros brought to their knees? Or did you wish they got to flex their muscles a little bit more? 3 o'clock. I think the Pistons took a punch to the jaw. Now it's up to Trajan to counterpunch. I'll explain at 3. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
straight to the people. U.S. Open. You like seeing the pros duff it around a course? Or do you wish they had a chance to really let their greatness shine? I mean, I don't think anyone has ever been enthralled at a 13-10 football game. You kind of want people to be able to show what they do. But golf is different. It's a singular sport. There's no team. So when you see these pros who are used to having it their way and simply just being better, yeah, having them look like you on Father's Day on the course, okay, I understand that. I'm just interested. Yeah.
Casually dropping the F this place.
Okay.
On an open mic.
But that, dude, the open mic moments are the best. Right. The best.
And the announcer, okay.
Okay then. I love it during an NFL game. And the ref will be walking wide to call a penalty like, you mother. And yes. They're just like, holding number 53.
MF holding? He's been doing this all day. Okay, sir, just move along.
You know what? To hell with it. I'm picking the flag up. Let's go to James on a cell, 97.1. James, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what do you say, guys? Sounds like you got a good show lined up for today.
Yes, we do.
I would definitely fall in the key, right? I would definitely fall in the category of I love the U.S. Open the way it is. You got the Masters to let these guys show off, quote unquote, the best that there is. This is a different kind of test, right? It's the full test of golf. Now, Mike, you say you don't like golf, but I try to tell people I'm addicted to the game, and I try to explain to people this is not about playing well all the time. There's something about being outside. There's something about accepting who you are and how good you are and what it is, and then being able to be level-fielded, competitive against your buddies. And you could go and, you know, you could play against anybody anytime. So if you go out with the expectation to win,
right,
it's the wrong expectation.
Right? I've
go
had
out
it,
the expectation to have fun.
I've had it explained right? to me is that you play just long enough to have a moment, and that moment or that singular shot keeps you coming back.
Yeah, James, it's like going in gambling. You don't go into gambling expecting to just break the bank. You just go in to have fun. Except I know this man sitting across from me.
What did it take to the casino? I said, how much can you afford to lose, kid?
Yeah.
Right? That's what you want to bring.
Yeah.
Right? But this is you bring what you can. Now, you saw a couple of you had to love the Open this week. Because, A, there was a bunch of F-bombs in the background. Hilarious. And then there was the Burns meltdown. This guy was set to win. His ball was, like, in the fairway, but weirdly, it wasn't perfectly cut rough. He asked for help. He said, hey, this should be ground under repair. Please let me move the ball. Man said no, and he had to hit it. He didn't like it. He splashed his club a few times. They cut to another guy who splashes his club during a shot, same amount of water. Burns calls another guy over to say, look, I need to get relief from this. He again says no, and you know what happened from there. That dude hit it straight into the rough, two-putt, double bogey, and his day was over. And it was all lost in his head because the game, this test is different. It's golf and the mind. So to me, yeah, you keep it like this. There's other tournaments to show off the fun. This is the one to be the, and you're going to get it again next month at the British, right? Or I'm sorry, the Open. You're going to get it there.
Well, and you know what, James, maybe that's, and the U.S. Open is known for it. This wasn't a one-off. I think it's unbelievable how they can manipulate the course, whether it's just pin placement, but also rolling the greens. Yeah. Remember when Notre Dame used to grow out the grass?
I was just like, say, it's Notre Dame football.
USC's coming in this week. We're not cutting the lawn.
Our lawnmower, he's sick.
This is a whole different level of that.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it once in a while. And I think this is a tournament you know. It's just funny to read the discourse around there. And then look, listening to our station, a lot of people were very upset by it. I'm not. It's a one-off. But for the true golf fans, they have carte blanche. This is their sport.
Right.
I just thought I go, okay, that's another reminder why I don't play.
See, I thought that, you know what, maybe most would fall off, but one or two would just really shine. It's like, okay,
like the only
you're
thing,
the creme de la creme.
I would pay for this. I would bet Rieger whatever he wants to bet. And I would pay for his trip, pay for his green fee, whatever it took. If he plays that course, he wouldn't shoot under a 200. I'm not even kidding. When you watch the pros playing
We would have to send Evan because we're going to need video proof.
He would shoot a 200.
Because you know we can't believe Jeff.
No, not a word.
He's going to come back. Oh, God, it was amazing. No. I got out there, and it was the best day of my life. And
but
I eagled, and I did this. It's like, no, you didn't.
No, literally you're watching pros, Rico, where the shot looks true. It hits where they want it to hit. Doesn't matter. It's like Indiana Jones when they're chasing the goblet. Bad things happen, secret bridges, and you turn into a skeleton. It was crazy.
Didn't have Indiana Jones reset.
Temple of Doom. Listen, the one with Sean Connery where they're chasing the God's Cup. Oh, that's the best one. I love that one.
I was about to say, and the Temple of Doom. That's actually, Temple of Doom's the worst one with the goblins.
Didn't like that.
Right. You're thinking of the, what was it, the last
Not crusade. The one where Telly Savalas rips the guy's heart out.
That was Temple of Doom.
Not ideal. Yeah. The kid zombie.
Telly Allah Ma. Ali
I know
Ma.
It's not
Telly. Ali Ma.
Whatever. Right, but he looked like Telly Savalas. I like the one with Sean Connery and they're chasing God's Cup. I like that one. That's a good one.
That is. That's the best one.
So part three, better than the original?
Yes.
Listen, you're our Siskel and Ebert. I lean on you for the movie.
Oh, ratings. Sean Connery. You really can't go wrong with Sean Connery.
No, I can't name.
We named the dog Indiana.
One problem. The Rock. Terrible movie.
You know what? But it made it watchable. It would have been, without him, it's terrible.
How did we get here?
David, it's the beauty of the show.
I love it, man.
We're going to John on a cell. Relax. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
Hey, man, I love that you're talking golf. I know you're not a fan, but I thought that was fantastic. And seeing, because it is a team sport, because any golfer at that level you talk to will say, hey, you know, the caddy and the rest of it, like the guy who came in second, McIntyre, was saying, my psychologist, I talked to him earlier this week, you know, and he gave me some things to think about, you know, and how to keep my head together. And you saw Sam Burns lose it. And how about Spawn, who won it? You know, the guy bogeyed five holes on the front nine and then grinded, which is what golf's all about, trying to keep your head on your, you know, on while you're falling apart. He grinded his way to a victory, and it was awesome to see that.
Well, and then he hits a shot that is the equivalent of a full-court buzzer beater. Mm-hmm. You'll never do it again in your career. The 64-foot putt, never.
Oh, well, I'm talking about the shot prior to that on 17 when he hit a tee ball that almost, I mean, he had a shot at eagle. That was two huge tee balls on 17 and 18, which were massive. I mean, they were absolutely required because you miss the fairway. Guess what? He's got a bogey in his face and he's in a playoff. So I think it was fun. It was enjoyable. It's great to see how the guys, where they're mentally at, right? And Rory wasn't in the right headspace, apparently.
No.
You know?
No, he looked
so I thought
like,
it was fun.
He looked like us, John.
Exactly. And you say you don't like to play the game because you think you just completely lose your mind. It's one of the reasons why you should probably take it up, because it's really good to get out there and learn how to control that Italian temper, my friend.
Listen, I think, Johnny, I'd be much better served. I'll carry the clubs. I'll drive the cart. I'll hand out cigars. I didn't grow up with it. It's too late in life for me. I can't do it. You see Jalen Hurts swing a golf club? You ever see that?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is an athlete. I mean, of the highest order. The dude squats 650. Jalen Hurts looks like the Tin Man swinging a club.
Worse than Charles Barkley?
Worse.
Wow.
Go look at it. It's like a bad version of Tony Finau with the short backstroke. Look, my whole point is if Jalen Hurts can't look good golfing, there's no hope for any of us.
No, if you took up golfing.
No, the answer is no.
Really. No, right. Yeah, you would be banned from courses or we would never see you again.
No, for me, it's not.
You would be getting cards from horses saying, Mike, we miss you.
No, it's not the destruction. It'd be the cursing.
No, that's all it is. You would be, I know your personality. You would become obsessed with this.
Yeah, because I would be laser focused on how can I
David,
succeed at
this. Show's over at 5:57. Mike on his way, golf shoes in hand.
Yeah, do it.
No. The answer is no, David. It's a hard no.
I'm the one saying do it. I don't even golf.
Let's go to Steve. Yeah, I was going to say, Steve 97.1. What's up, Stevie?
Mike, you're like my wife. She just loves to drive the cart and drink wine. But anyway, the U.S. Open is so pure because it makes everybody look mortal and like us. But the neatest thing about that is that anybody can qualify for it. You, me, Rico, whoever.
Yeah.
And that makes it more special than anything, because they only had one amateur make the cut and he won the amateur cup or whatever the case may be. But I want to get to Rico real quick.
Okay.
Hole number two, if you watched it, J.J. Spaun hit a 98-yard wedge into the green right at the pin. It hits the pin, spins backward 56 feet back to the bottom of the hill, and the guy maintains his composure, is like, looks like,
I would have lost my mind.
What just happened? and for him to just carry on after all those bogeys, gets a rain delay,
yep,
and then just wipes his head clean and then comes back and do what he did. I mean, it was really phenomenal to see all of that happen right in front of our eyes, because I know that thing is like, is this really happening to me? You hit a shot. It's like Rico. You just got fouled. You're down 3 points with 0.1 left on the clock, and you got to sink all three putts. I mean, all three shots.
Yeah, right.
It's just one of those things.
Steve,
it's like
the other moment, great. Stevie, that was crazy. And I, the guy, remember when Sam Burns ended up in the bunker and the guy tried to stand where he was going to shoot and basically was up to his waist in sand? I mean, it was a quicksand. I'm like, what is this?
Stevie, I'm watching the shot now. he basically looks like that drop. Something. What the F is this?
Right. The look that he gave was like priceless. I'm like, I've been there. I'm like, how do I hit it out of the tree?
It's still
how does
rolling.
It keep caught in the tree?
The ball was on a conveyor belt, it's like it was at Metro.
And you know, the other cool thing was, is these guys are saying the grass had to be mowed at 5 3/4 height. They have a special lawnmower that sucks the grass up in the air. And then you look at these guys hitting out of this and that you could barely see their ankles because they can't see the daggone ball. I'm like, it was so much enjoyable. I don't know what anybody else is thinking, but I play golf and I'm between 80 and 90 all the time. And these guys are shooting 77,
yep,
80.
Which means you're going to roll in and shoot about a 150. If they're doing that, you're toast. No, Stevie, appreciate it. And look, that's my whole point with the Rieger thing. He wouldn't crack 200. We'll never get the chance to find out. I just wish I could bet him on that. This clown thinking, Rieger thinking he's going to go out and be 30 over.
Oh, yeah.
Out of his mind.
So relatable. I mean, they play just like I do. Like, well, big difference? No.
Yeah. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David, a couple of ticket texts will knock out the rest of the calls. U.S. Open, whether you enjoyed seeing the pros broken, the way that course played and how badly it damaged pros. And yes, Rory was the embodiment of it. Or, look, maybe you hated it. Maybe, I mean, it's like a football game. Would you rather watch 38-35 in action and the best players get to do what they do? Or much like hockey, mid-80s, 6-4 in the playoffs versus that 1-0 playoff game? It's subjective. Also, Rieger wrote about a 7,000-word text that I didn't have time for, and I'm not dealing with that.
I was about to say, I can summarize that for you. He basically wants to put out a challenge to the previous show,
okay,
and play them in golf, and he will have his buddy have a spot for them, and they can name the stakes. So,
what stops us from this? What's the issue? It's Rieger versus Doug and Scott?
Yes.
We're not doing some kind of best ball between Doug and Scott. It's the three of them play.
Their score versus his score, right?
Rieger believes he can beat them both.
Yep. It'll cost them nothing. They can name their wagers and terms.
Why don't we just do it for charity?
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, we can have put
and
it
not,
up on
not
you.
The kind that David's involved with.
Oh,
where
stop
you
it.
You don't know where the money goes.
We're not
talking about a legitimate charity here.
He says he may stink, but he could beat both of those guys.
But what does that have to do with bloviating about how you think you could break, 130 at the U.S. Open? He would shoot 200.
He would. But in his world, at least he is not the worst person here.
You should ask, you know what? You ought to ask Evan. Evan has got an in at a very nice course. I don't want to say what it is. That's not appropriate. My point is maybe Evan could host it. And then Evan could have content because we would absolutely have Evan with a camera.
Rieger says he's got a place for them. He just needs Doug and Gator to say yes.
What's the problem? Doug and Scott could name a charity. Rieger could name a charity. I think it'd be amazing.
It's really simple. It's really
put the stakes
simple.
Up and play.
Right. Rieger's gambling debts.
Yeah. Honestly, I would just drive a car. I'd hand everybody their clubs and make sure everyone's happy. I'm fine.
I would take that bullhorn and heckle everybody.
Okay, see, that's not allowed.
You can't do that.
I'm going to treat this like it's the Waste Open.
This isn't the Waste Open.
It's the Waste Management Open, which should more be named the Wasted Open if you've ever seen those crowd shots.
Yeah, I can be out there with, hey, buddy.
Okay, Steven, 97.1. What's up, Steve?
How you guys doing today?
Good, Steve. What's up?
So, first off, Doug's charity, if they played for one, would have to be for the MGO Blue sanctions coming through in a couple of weeks, maybe. Who knows? But Barstool has a podcast called Foreplay. They sent three of their guys, and they're all different handicaps, not scratch golfers, to Oakmont to play the course the week before they open. And one of them shot mid-90s, and then the other two shot 110, 111. So that's just kind of what Rieger's saying. I don't know his handicap or anything. Never seen him golf, so who knows? But I was just giving insight on another perspective of what happened at Oakmont with regulars golfing it.
I mean, listen, Steve, if here's my thing. As it comes down to watching it on TV, forget about the Riegers or podcasters playing the course, the whole thing. When you watch it, do you like seeing this, or would you prefer like the Rocket where guys are 24 under?
I liked it with the lower scores personally, just because I like seeing them struggle and it makes them more human. But and then it doesn't make me feel bad about my golf game.
Perfect. Yeah, that works. I mean, Steven.
So it's, as I Jeff likes to say, it's relatable. You feel like, you know what? Yeah. I've done that before.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's also, Steven, appreciate it, man. And but it's also, I don't like watching a basketball game if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to shoot 1-for-18.
No.
Yeah, great, because Rico can shoot 1-for-18. What's that get anybody? It's a bad finals game.
How did I take a spare?
I
got you.
2-for-17?
No, I'll leave it alone. 248-539-9797. Craig's in Southfield. He's up next. Craig, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
So, Steven, the last caller just kind of touched the point on one of my things is I wish, like, before any pro golf tournament, they had, like, a little local tournament where if you win, you can go out as an average Joe and set the baseline so, like, the rest of America can understand how good or bad this course is. Golf, I play golf a lot, and seeing these guys, like, 150 yards out, put it 2 feet from the pin, it's like, this is kind of robotic, so it's kind of fun to see them struggle and be like, okay, like I've been there. I've been in the rough. I've gone from sand trap to sand trap to sand trap. Just make it more fun. And then the other thing I wish they would do is, you know, on the broadcast, they always show the top 10. Why not have on the Ocho the bottom 20 and
yes.
just see what's Ooh. Going on and the debacle and what is going on with why is he in the water again? And this is his seventh fall on this hole. When is he
only if it's uncensored? Something. Uncensored, boom mics everywhere. Gotta have it. I'd
because
love it.
I went golfing Sunday, and you know that was the most fun. Is you're on hole four, and you hear somebody from hole seven swearing because he's in the trees again.
Greg may be onto something.
Listen, I think Craig should be the head 20. Of programming. Just put that on the alt cast.
The bottom 20.
David, a few ticket texts. We will touch the table with a football today. I think the Pistons got punched in the face. It's on Trajan to counter. We're going to get to that in 20 minutes. David, go ahead.
I don't like the U.S. Open because it's like the NBA playing on 11-foot rims or a baseball game with 600-foot fences. Stricked up and basically unwatchable. That is Greg in Northville. Someone else says, tricked up USGA course setups are trash. The average player would run out of balls.
Yeah, that's where Rieger would shoot 200. The way that course played ruined the best golfers in the world. They didn't forget how to play overnight. That course, it'd be like if the NBA decided on a whim, game four, NBA finals tonight, we're going to play in 13-foot rims.
Right.
What?
Yeah, we're going to be playing it outdoors at night with just a couple streetlights.
Yeah, with a very windy night. Eric in Traverse City says, no one wants 52 under. It's pure joy to watch that course eat them alive. We all want to see the crash at the race.
I guess the pros are sitting there telling themselves, you know what, you really are that good. It's just this course. It's just a bad day.
What is this, Deep Thoughts with Jack
Pretty
Handy?
Pretty much, because you're looking at some of the shots like...
And damn it, people like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't you know what? I really am good. I'm a good golfer. I normally make this shot. It's the course.
You're they good enough. Me. You're smart enough.
Right. Gary at work says, maybe they should just put bumpers out, like little kids bowling, so they don't hit it in the rough, so these whiny golfers will shut up.
Oh, listen now. Relax. It's an inauthentic setup. Yes, it's expected. Yes, it's a yearly thing, but it is inauthentic to take a course and turn it into Satan's backyard once a year. Mm-hmm. I understand. It's what we just said. Okay, hey, Chiefs, Lions, and the NFL decides this is the game we play on a Canadian Football League field. Mm-hmm. What?
Or you play it at Cass Tech. Oh, boy. That's for the 2-for-18.
All right, all the football you need, 8 minutes packaged up, nice and neat. It's time for football today. Yes, David.
So I've gone through this before, but this is a brand new list here regarding MVP dark horses in the NFL. I have a bunch of players here, and I have their betting range from different sites.
All right, first of all, if you're betting on any of this on June 16th, you're clinically insane.
Just giving people an idea.
Just use this as a primer for Correct. Who Vegas thinks is going to have a big season.
So let's start with Ja'Marr Chase here. His range is from plus 10,000 to plus 15,000. Now, for those saying, I get it, it's a quarterback award, he has no shot, he did get a few fourth and fifth place votes last season. So, your thoughts on Ja'Marr Chase for Dark Horse?
Rico's attacking his microphone, so I'm letting him go first.
David, I would not recommend this at all, because if Ja'Marr Chase has this great year, then the award's going to go to Burrow. It's not going to go to him. So I get what you're saying, but if he puts up 25 touchdowns, well, who threw the ball?
Which, to your point, he did have 127 receptions, over 1,700 yards, and 17 touchdowns. But you're right. Burrow was talked about last year for MVP, not Ja'Marr Chase.
I think the Bengals are going to be a train wreck. So I'd stay away from everything orange and black. The vibes there are terrible. The Shamar Stewart situation, the Trey Hendrickson situation. I'd stay away from all of
it. The sad reality is I feel better about the Saints coming into the season than the Bengals. Because at least the Saints, you know, they know what they are. We're awful. We're trying to bring Arch here. The Bengals are just trying to self-sabotage.
Next candidate in the conversation is the Detroit Lions quarterback, Jared Goff. His range is from plus 2,500 to plus 3,100.
No, thank you. It was a fake MVP candidacy last year. I don't buy it. And honestly, there's a scenario that's not far-fetched. He's the third best quarterback in his own division. No, I'm out.
Yeah, no. The two new pieces on the offensive line, David, I think is going to be it's going to hinder him from making that MVP type of year. And if you think about it, his best games is when he turns around and hands the ball off. When you force him to go out there and be the guy, it's normally not a good thing for the Lions.
Next on the list is a quarterback, and he is at plus 1,300. Plus 1,300 in most books. It is Justin Herbert.
Yes. If they unseat the Chiefs and they win the West, yes. He's young. He's been chosen as the next for a couple of years. I'm going to say yes to that one.
If you unseat the Chiefs, yes. But you have to be, you're going to have to knock off the Chiefs in order to get there. And I'm trying to think, when do the awards come out? What, the week before the Super Bowl?
Well, they announce it, yes. The candidates are announced at the end of the season.
Yeah, you would have to go out there, and I'm looking at least 13 wins for them.
Oh, come on. As you beat the Chiefs and win the West and he has 30 TDs, he's in the conversation. 13 wins.
Because you also have to think about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. So, yeah, they got to go out there and be super special. You need a year like the Lions had last year. If you want to see his name, because he's not a household name.
Next quarterback on the list, and it's probably a similar reason to what you just said for Justin Herbert, it is Jordan Love, who most books have him at plus 1,400.
Yep. I'll stay out of it. Let Rico go.
Yeah, Jordan Love would have to win the North, but he would also, he would have to be very special or have that special moment, whereas... And even that doesn't guarantee you anything, kind of like the Saquon Barkley hurdling somebody backwards type. He's got to have what you would almost like a Heisman moment, an MVP type of moment in the league. But yeah, it could happen, but the Packers would have to be the most dominant team in the NFC.
Yes, David.
Let's stick with quarterback and let's go to the NFC South. This guy, yes, he continues to have new offensive coordinators, seems like every season. But it is Baker Mayfield. They have him at plus 6,000.
I'd say yes for one reason. They got a great shot to win the division again. They're going to grip it and rip it 40 times a game. He's got all the weapons in the world. He's becoming a popular player after a period of time where people labeled him a douche. It's plausible. Yeah, for plus 6,000. I mean, sure, why not?
I think he can put up video game numbers, but I don't think that people will really consider him a serious candidate. They'll look at his numbers, kind of like Joe Burrow last year, and they're like, Burrow put up some great numbers, but it's like, yeah, but you play for the Bengals, so can't really give you the MVP.
Next on the list, second-year quarterback. Yes, they would have to win their division more than likely, but it is Drake May, who ranges from plus 4,500 to plus 6,600.
I'm out. Too young.
Wait, so May has better odds than
Yeah, I'm out. The price isn't there. I think he's going to have a huge year. I'm a Drake May slappy, but no, not for MVP.
No, I don't see it at all. I don't see the love. To me, it kind of feels like how Caleb Williams got all this love last year. Watch out for Chicago. It's watch out for the Patriots. Okay, I'll be watching. I don't think I'll be impressed.
Now, this next one is an interesting conversation because we talk about the weapons that he has. Yes, he didn't play last year. He was hurt. But the weapons that he has, if they do something in the North and he looks good doing it, maybe. That is J.J. McCarthy at plus 10,000.
Not after the reports you read Friday that he can barely read.
I'm just saying.
I mean, honestly, they talk about this kid at OTAs like he's Dexter Manley. No. I mean, I think he's going to be a fun player to talk about and to watch. That's a really good roster. But I think it would be very Goff-esque or Goffian that if they're good, the conversation will be he's being carried by the people around him. So I'm going to say no to this.
What Mike just said, especially after reading what happened over the weekend, I thought he was handed the keys to the car and he immediately just put it right in the ditch.
Can we get to the real question I want to talk about? David, I'm sideswiping this football today. Aaron Rodgers' secret marriage. Reports there is no legal evidence of a marriage involving Aaron Rodgers. Is he wearing a fake ring? What is going on in Pittsburgh? Your thoughts?
I told you. Oh, I told you that ring.
Yeah,
from the language he used.
Exactly. We said. What did he say? That it was a wedding band.
It was a wedding band.
But yes. He never said I got married. He just said I'm wearing a wedding band.
Well, now it's reported there's no legal evidence. What is this man doing, David? What is your quarterback doing?
Look, that quarterback.
Your quarterback.
That quarterback that plays for the Steelers. I don't know, man. He's a weird dude.
He just wants attention. Are we really shocked? And it's sad because most people, when you see the wedding man, you want to congratulate them. Hey, way to go.
Not
congratulations.
Him, you just don't know.
Where'd you go for the honeymoon for him? It's like, are you really married or is this a publicity stunt? Like, what? Like you have to question it. So I hate to say it, but David, we had this conversation. And I was like, I don't think he's married. I just think he has on a wedding ring for the attention.
Your quarterback.
Oh, that guy already doing it. The season hasn't even started
yet. So who's going to be sitting in the Pittsburgh suites wearing a number 8 jersey? I mean, we see Taylor Swift. She represents her man. Who represents him?
It's a great question because it doesn't seem like anybody right now.
A lot out there. You really do?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun season,
guys. My heart breaks for you, Dave.
This is going to be fun.
So is this a fake marriage, or what would you call this?
I don't know. I just asked the question. I'm staying out of it. I just gave you the news.
Russell Wilson again, please.
I gave you the news report. Things are going really well in Pittsburgh.
Do you have Manti Te'o as his best man?
Okay. I mean, again, I'm staying out of it. And that's football. I got David, let me take care of this. That's football today. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.